Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite 1 por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1793. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. Next Tuesday, episode 1800. I can't believe it. I've done this for 9.5 years now, podcasting for 9.5 years. And now, next week, the 1800th episode, and late this year, around the time of the 10th anniversary, it's going to be episode 2000. There are not many shows in total that have 2000 episodes, and no one in the job search space is even close. Now, this show is one about negotiating, and specifically the role of the recruiter in a negotiation, because a lot of you have it all wrong. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And I just want to remind you that if you have a question for me, you can ask it at wisio.com. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. And with that, let's get going. What's the role of the recruiter in a negotiation? Well, under the best of circumstances, they're a mediator between your interests and an employer's interest. You mean they don't represent you? Up to a point. Up to a point they represent you. But they also have to represent the institutional customer who's going to be paying them. You don't pay them. Someone is paying them for the service of identifying an individual to fill a need. That person is you. So the idea that the recruiter is balancing interests of different parties, that's really the way you have to think of it. When you talk to the recruiter, basically you're sitting opposite a mediator for the employer who's trying to see if they can, my choice of terms, finesse you into accepting what the employer is going to propose. So what you say to them is often going to get back to the employer. There are really no great secrets. So they don't really negotiate all that hard because you're not paying them. Often a recruiter is going to try and push you into what the employer wants, because when you're gone, there's always someone else. So understand that what they're paid to do is get the right person for a job at the best price possible for their client. So I'll simply say that when you're talking with them, there's a point where you'll sense that they're trying to maneuver you into a particular conclusion because they've learned that this is what their client wants. And you can pause for a second and say, are you trying to tell me that they will only pay this amount of money? Just ask them point blank, because it will save you a lot of time and aggravation when you start using your senses and listen to what they're suggesting to you. Well, frankly, I'm looking for $10,000 more than that. And if they can't deliver it, I'm sorry. You know, head back to them and get them to up the money. And that saves a lot of time, because what you've done very simply is shortcut the manipulation that's going on, where they're trying to drive you to a particular number and get you to say yes by taking control. Now, if you're okay with that number, just simply say, I'd like them to do a touch better. Following the advice from my video, The Easiest Way to Negotiate a Higher Salary for Yourself. You know, watch that video on YouTube. It's a good one, and will help you in this scenario. There's a little bit of theater that I teach in that video. So watch it and practice it in advance, because trust me, there comes a point with many recruiters where they're driving you to a particular number and a particular outcome because they believe that that's as much as their client is willing to go. In good times, the client may exceed expectations. In bad times, the only negotiating that they're going to do is we're giving him two choices, leave it and take it. So when times are good, as they are when I'm recording this, often there's additional flexibility. So use that to your advantage, because trust me, when times are bad, they're going to use their leverage to their advantage. So the role of the recruiter ostensibly is to mediate between interests. However, and sometimes that mediation involves telling you that there's no way they're going to that number. Tell them to try. Tell them to take a shot. Indicate what it is that you really want. And you come back to you if they're unwilling to take it. Don't indicate to them that you're willing to accept, because otherwise some recruiters will just sit on their hands for a day and then come back to you and say they won't do it. So I'll just say that mediation between parties, but ultimately they don't work for you. They work for the person that pays them.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.